This call is being recorded. If you do not wish to be recorded, please disconnect at this time.
Sorry about that.
Be recorded. It's okay.
So it wasn't working before, sorry.
So welcome everybody to the May 2019 IHOSP membership call. So this is Jenny Norris, your IHOSP chairwoman. And we have a great call for you tonight. So we have Betty Voss on, and of course Barb Schwartz for our inspirational message that she gives monthly, which we love. And then we have two different interviews that Betty is going to facilitate. One is for Spectra Home Furniture, and we have Dennis Presley, so I'm excited to hear about what they offer. And then also yep. Susan Olson will be sharing about photography and your business and how to use your the importance of photography and promoting your business and so forth. So she's got quite a lot of content that she's going to be able to share. So before we get to all of that, I just have a few announcements. First of all, do a drum roll, somebody. We are super excited that our membership directory for IHOSP is up. Woohoo!
So, yay!
And so we're going to add in, so when you have a profile on the IHOSP site and all the members, you do have to create your own profile there. So it doesn't automatically feed in from whatever training course you may have taken. You do have to build that on the IHOSP site. And once you do that, the directory is searchable. So one of the things we are adding in is the information comes up, but then there was no contact information, like a phone number for the public to reach out and call somebody, and the state was also not searchable. So I've asked our tech guys to add the state in. I think it only lets you put in, as far as tracking cities, it's whatever city you actually live in. It doesn't allow us at this point to put in a bunch of different cities. So the state is going to be important for that, and then we'll get the feature to allow additional areas to be represented. But this at least is a big milestone that this has been completed. And then I would like to have the phone number. You'll have to put that in, which then is given permission for that to be publicized if you put that in under your profile, because the public does need a way to contact you. And we are not going to post your email addresses because we don't want people to spam you. So it'll either be phone number or website. People can contact you. However, we do not want your emails out there because we don't want somebody coming and harvesting all those off the site. But that membership directory has been a long time coming and a lot of programming behind it. So I'm just really pleased that at least it's out there, it's live, it is searchable. So if you don't have a profile on that site, you need to upload your picture, a description of your company and services and so forth, and where you're located. That's all part of your profile. So when you log into the IHOSP site, under profile, you'll be able to build that. Now, it does ask you, it takes you out to do a gravatar, instead of avatars with a G, gravatar, which is just simply your photo that I guess you can use across different platforms. But that's the photo that you'll be, the method of uploading your photo to our directory will be to go to the gravatar portal, have your photo. Please pay attention to the size. It cannot be more than one megabyte. It has to be a smaller size photograph for it to work. So shrink the resolution. If you have like a 2 megabyte picture, shrink it down. So we're really excited about that. So thank you to Dwayne Leem and his tech team, Gabe and Derek, for making that happen. And we'll continue working on that, but that at least is live. We also have the globe where all of our members are listed as far as where they're located. So the globe shows around the world where we have our members. So I do update that periodically to show on the map where our members are located. So excited about that. Of course, coming up October 3rd, 4th, 5th, there's our IHOSP Conference and Expo. Woo-hoo! And our keynote speakers, celebrity keynotes. We have Barb Schwartz, our inspirational keynote speaker.
Yay!
And, and of course, she'll be sharing. She's going to have you all captive on the boat. You won't be able to, you know, unless you want to dive in the water. Good thing, right?
True. Life best is available.
So she'll be on Friday evening. So it's going to be really great. It's going to be a great time. And then on Friday afternoon, of course, we have Candace Olsen. She'll be our celebrity keynote for the afternoon session. And she's actually going to be interviewed this coming Wednesday on Home Staging Talk Show Live. So just in 2 days, 9:30 a.m. Mountain Standard Time, this coming Wednesday, the 22nd, she's going to be on the show live. So that's very exciting. You'll get to see her, and we'll ask her some questions about things she's been working on. And so I'm looking forward to having her on the show. And then Saturday afternoon, we have Carson Kressley and Tom Felicia. So they will be our keynote speakers for the afternoon session on Saturday. And we, of course, had Carson on the show a couple weeks ago, and then Tom will be coming up. So just a little sneak peek about, you know, maybe what they're going to talk about a little bit, but we don't give it all away. And, of course, tickets are on sale for the conference and expo. We'll be running a secret special for Memorial Day. There'll be a promotion that will be coming out that you want to look at, and it's going to have a little perk for people who are purchasing their tickets. So look for that coming out. There'll be QR codes you'll have to click on and then see your secret incentive. In addition to the conference, we also have the Advanced Stager Training, which is for six-plus figure business owners. So if you are somebody who's at that place or higher, you are eligible to attend, and that will be on Sunday and Monday. So it's October 6th and 7th in Nashville. And so let's say you're working towards that. So as long as you hit that goal by the time conference comes along, you can join that session. And it is a workshop-style session, so it's not really a lecture as much as it is really interacting with your colleagues that are at the same place you are growth-wise or ahead of where you want to be, and we all learn from each other. And it is facilitated by six industry leaders. So IHOST, of course, is there, so I'll be there facilitating for IHOST. HSRA with Jana Usselton, RAVE with Melissa Morrow, Joanne Lennett-Weary with JLW Company, Marianne Cherico with Coaching by Marianne, and Catherine Lewis Brown with the Successful Stagers. So we also have three guest speakers that will be joining us. One is Jonathan Miller, who a lot of you know out of Richmond. He's got a big business and has really done really well with the whole branding and marketing. So he'll be talking about that for the Advanced Stager Training. Brandy Sales, that's really his last name. I think that, what a great last name if you're in sales. He'll be talking about technology and using different apps and so forth for marketing and branding, such as videos and so forth. And then Renee Helton, who is a Keller Williams MAPS coach, she's in leadership there, and so she does a lot with business productivity and business planning. So those three will be sharing during the workshop, and then there'll be times we'll be having breakout sessions and so forth in smaller groups. So that'll be a really great time. So register for that. When you register for both the Advanced Stager Training and the conference, you'll save some money on the Advanced Stager Training portion. Then we have Shop Wholesale Markets. So July 10th, we'll be going to Atlanta, and July 28th, we'll be in Las Vegas. And so on both of those days, July 10th and July 28th, those are our tour days. And so we are setting up tours like we've done in High Point Market in the past. And so we'll be taking you around the markets and teaching you how to shop wholesale, and then introducing you to our vendor partners that are at a certain level of sponsorship with us. And kudos to Krista Jessup, Vice President of Vendor Relations, because she sets this whole thing up. And she and I created a nice packet for the High Point tour this last time that you can take away with you that gives you a lot of knowledge about terminology and how to understand how to read just the tags and the showrooms, because they might have different terms on them. And they're not all identical, they're not all the same. So being able to understand that and have a resource to use after you do the market wholesale tour really will be helpful. So if you're interested in that, definitely go to the site shopwholesalemarket.com, shopwholesalemarkets.com, and you'll be able to take a look at the information and see what we're offering and then get registered for that. So that's going to be a really great time and very helpful for those of you that are looking to add inventory and save money on shopping either now or in the future. So I think that is all of my announcements. So Betty, take it away. Yeah, are you Jenny, on, Betty? Okay.
Yeah, Jenny, you're going to take it, right?
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure. So yes, so Betty's, yeah. I'm going to help out Betty this time because she covered for me last time. Betty has a bug. All right. So with that, I'm going to bring Barb on. So Barb, are you ready to share your inspirational message?
Yeah, yes. Thank you. Good to hear your voice, Jenny. And yeah. What I wish you all really a wonderful day and week, and I'm so jazzed to be with you. I look forward to this time so very, very much. So greetings, everyone. What I want to share with you, and I'm going to talk quickly because I'm allotted 10 minutes and I want to be faithful to that time as best as possible, is there seems to be a lot of negativity going around in the world, really the world. It's not just the country, other countries, the whole world. And so is it written in the stars? I don't think so. Is it due to some environment? Is it due to the weather? Probably not the weather, but it's time to do our part and live on that sunny side, as that song goes. I just love that. How I want to talk about that is how we can turn negativity and anger into being positive, no matter what the situation is. So as I speak quickly, you know, unexpressed, anger is behind any negativity we have. It's just so easy to give in to the impulse to look at what is lacking. Then we justify our hurtful words, sometimes we have them, and destructive actions, also sometimes, with our unspoken thoughts. Examples could be, I thought about, well, you're wrong, I'm right, or this will never work out, or, oh, I blew it again. Whatever, as a consequence, you know, we get stuck in the mud and we view ourselves as well as other people in situations, sometimes in less than really nice ways or favorable ways. We always have something negative to say. And, you know, I know people, and you do too, that that's how they see it first, or it creeps up later, regardless of the topic. So long gone are our feelings of love, compassion, and optimism when we allow that negativity, that anger to overtake us. So when we don't express our anger constructively, when we go negative with our judgments and feel mad because the world isn't living up to what we expect, over the years, this becomes the lens through which we or some view the world. So instead of dealing with our emotions like a child who throws spontaneously a tantrum and then moves back to being present, we go mental as humans and we get righteous and think that other people or things should be the way that we think they should be. So we become stuck in our ways of negativity interpreting, you know, different events. So as I thought about this, I thought about, you know, anger is an emotion. It's a physiology that's really in our body. And anger can come to any of us at any time. Sometimes we don't even know it's going to sweep over us. Anger in itself is not really a bad thing. It's a natural, emotional, physical response when we perceive injustices or violations, just as it's natural to cry when we experience hurts or losses. But instead of dealing with the anger, we tend to go negative. Anger is energy in our bodies. That's what it is, just as wind is energy. Symptoms include our temperature goes up, muscle tension, teeth grinding, fists clenching sometimes, flushing, prickly sensations some of us have sometimes, and sweating. All of that can be when we really get angry. So it's time to set aside our pride, your pride, my pride, and do something different. I know it's hard, but each time we check the impulse to lash out negatively, physically, mentally, verbally, or emotionally, and in our head, even if we don't express it, and make a choice to take a higher road, you're going to notice a big difference. So express your anger, energy, physically and constructively. Take note when you're feeling that energy in your body, hot and aggressive, and deal with the anger constructively. Follow the lead of that toddler that I talked about and have that tantrum rather than pulling away, blasting it on others or destroying things of value, such as others' tender hearts. So I suggest there's a couple of ways we can do this. Now, an easy way that I found is to do this is to go to bed and lay on your back. Flail your arms and legs and head while yelling and growling. Scream if you want. Or you can pound clay or go out in the kitchen and knead some dough. Go outside where it's safe and throw rocks, not at people, but maybe the pond or the
you know, the weeds. You can go yank out the weeds with abandon, stalk around, push against a wall or a door jamb, or shout into a pillow. And some of us may have done those things, but maybe we forgot about it. And I'll tell you, the laying on the back and flailing your arms and legs and yelling is a really, it's really nonviolent. It really frees up some of that energy that can go into negativity. And an easy way to do that is what I just shared. So persist and move the energy that's not serving you out of your body. Do it until you're exhausted. Catch your breath and do it again. Repeat until you can't do it anymore. Make sounds and noises because emotions are beyond the realm of words. Let's listen to that again. Make sounds and noises, even though it sounds really silly to you and me. Who's going to hear? Nobody. Shut the bedroom door if you're on the bed doing what it says. And really, the emotions are beyond the realm of words. So please, please pay attention on this. No blaming or swearing. If you use words, yell something, you know, something that is going to get rid of that anger, like, I feel so angry, I feel so mad, or, you know, you just keep going from there. But saying negative things directed at others while you're expressing your anger physically just stokes the fire and reinforces thinking that the outside world is the problem. So what I'm suggesting is that you, me, we rewire our negative thinking. After you've physically released your anger, and I'm serious, it's good to do that, you need to accept the reality, what is. Now, this is the key to getting rid of negativity. The best thing to do is to tell yourself over and over, for example, people and things are the way that they are, not the way I want them to be. This is the way it is. That's the way they are. We want to rid of the negativity. Now, that doesn't mean that we are not going to look for positive solutions. When these phrases are repeated, you and I constantly and with a focus and enthusiasm, your anger all of a sudden becomes kind of an amused acceptance. I mean, it's a funny way to say it. It really does, though. The truth of these words eventually sinks in and it becomes reality. It's your ticket out of your old anger pattern. And I've worked on that myself. And I will say that this is, really, there's real truth in this. Keep at it until you truly accept the person or the situation, just the way you accept the color of their eyes or the world is round. Acceptance does not mean that you're passive. First, you must truly accept what is. Let go of the fantasy of how it should be in your mind, even though in the perfect world it really might be different. So another way to attack your negative thinking is to interrupt all those negative thoughts and words and diligently replace them with something positive. This means looking for the good. No matter what the situation is, there's always some silver lining, even in the most dire of circumstances. And really, as I said a minute ago, looking for positive solutions. I share this with you personally that when my daughter Andrea, that some of you know about, was in that automobile accident that made her severely brain damaged as a result, the young man driving the car really, you know, he'd taken out the seatbelt and there were no drugs or drinking, but he, in the snowstorm, he went off the side of a cliff. Now, he left the next day for the Navy. We never heard from him once again. He never called. He never checked on her. He never said, I'm sorry that I couldn't keep control. He left. And I share with you that I really feel that looking for the good is what helps save us all. Because I said, you know what? She's brain damaged. They tell me, and I have great hopes for the future. But she could have died. And I mean that with all my heart. She's helped so many people. When they see how she is as a loving, caring, small child, even though she's over 40, people just love her. And I learned so much from that. This strategy takes persistence,
but it can become an automatic way that you go there instead of the other. To have gratitude for the silver lining and what you and others can create in a situation, any situation, because it's so easy to point the blame at somebody else. And gratitude on virtually every moment, at some point, there will be no more negativity for you because you're going to be looking at the sunny side and it will prevail. I love you. God bless you. Thank you.
I was taking notes. I'm sorry. It's like I gotta get back to my phone.
That's a tearjerker.
I know. Thanks, Barb. I mean, most people haven't gone through what you've gone through in your life with your daughter, and you know, no one would really hope that anybody would do that. So, I was see you as such a great example of experiencing something like that that could have really turned you bitter and angry into. Not really, like, I guess a positive, you know, being able to see it for how she was able to help, how she's been able to help other people and things you've learned from her that you've shared, you know, in the past, and having met her a few times in person too, just her sort of her matter of fact, the way she shares things and her, you know, her blunt honesty and anyway, so I just thank you for sharing that. And anger creates a bitter root that festers in people, and it really is a terrible thing. So I think this is really great wisdom because we can't control other people, as we learn in our classes, and all we can do is control how we respond or react. So thank you for sharing all of that. Did I lose everybody?
I'm here.
Okay,
I'm
good.
I'm here.
Okay, good. All right. So we're going to have... Dennis, we'll go ahead and introduce Dennis Presley. He is with Spectra Home Furniture, and they are a new vendor partner with ours. So please take it away and share with everybody who you are and about the company and what you're offering our members.
Welcome. One thing about Spectra is what we can offer you is 163 SKUs stocked in two warehouses, both North Carolina and California, ready for immediate shipment.
Awesome.
We are a lifestyle look, true eight-way hand tied, hardwood frames, blend down seats, blend down backs. We can give you an option of many of I'm thinking, and correct me if I'm wrong, many of your customers, your clients are going to be shopping the restoration hardware look. We have that
right.
Look. We build our factory. We are owned by our factory, which right there in itself is a positive note because we're coming out of one factory. We are imported from China, and that's not a bad thing. Our factory is the largest manufacturing facility in the Republic of China. Let that resonate just in itself because there's no shortage of manufacturing facilities in China. We're the largest. We manufacture all of the products for Restoration, Crate and Barrel, Williams and Sonoma, Pottery Barn, Front Gate.
Wow.
So
I'm on your website. So SpectraHomeFurniture.com. So I just want to put that out there for people who are listening. Right. And then you have a thing that says warehouse products. So these are the ones that are readily available, ready to ship, like right now.
Those are going to be that are readily available to ship right now. Those
okay.
are going to that product is going to be good until about September. I changed my warehouse program out every October. I give new introductions a year, and then I come in and kind of clean it up and say, okay, what's working, what's not. And then so we will have new introductions for October. But everything that you see on that portal is going to be ready to ship within 24 to 48 hours of receipt of the order. My sales reps often joke. They submit an order in the morning, have an acknowledgement by lunch, and an invoice by dinner. That's how quick we ship.
And then how long is your shipping? So let's say, obviously it ships ground. So somebody who's on the East Coast, they're not in North Carolina, so let's say they're in Virginia. How long does it take to get to them typically?
That's going to depend on who your carrier is. If you're doing a Sunbelt, Shelba, and we have no allegiance to any carrier. But if, let's just say, I'll use Sunbelt because they are in our warehouse, which is located, the one that I'm at is located in High Point. They're daily.
So people who purchase have to set up a carrier. Do you help with that, or do they have to have one lined up?
They need to have one lined up. At this point, we are working on getting a kind of a set freight rate. That will probably come into fruition about my wife says August. I'm going to go September. So when we roll into October market, we'll have that announced that we're going to have, you know, a dedicated freight rate for everybody. But right now, as it stands, you will be in charge of selecting your carrier.
Okay, so those people who are listening, if you're like, I have no idea how to do that, that's something that we are also looking into, and I know there's other people on the call that have had to do that, so we'll be putting together some education on how to arrange for that, because there's lots of companies that do that where your stuff gets put on a truck that's coming to your location. So, anyhow, so that's exciting, though, that you'll eventually facilitate some of that.
I recommend for each of you, if you don't have a carrier, we can help you, but it would be in your best interest to negotiate a freight rate, because we're not affiliated there. So if you want to say, I want to use Sunbelt, and again, no affiliation, if you want to use Sunbelt, negotiate your best price. Everything is fully cartoned, which is a big plus with us. Do we ship fully clean? Absolutely not. And if I said I shipped everything clean, I would be lying to you, but we ship 98% of all of our product ships clean with no problems. Which is,
when you say clean, what does that mean? Like the couches are dirty, or
no?
What does that term mean?
When you take them out of the box, because that means the fully carton, you take it right into the presentation. When you come into my showroom, and we are located in the design district in Hamilton, everything that I have comes right out of the box and right on the floor. I don't have little elves working on everything, and there's no deluxing. Let me just put it that way. There are going to be.
So you're saying there's no assembly. You don't have to assemble anything.
Is to put the feet on.
That's awesome. I hate putting furniture together.
No, that's it. That is everything comes out of the box and
ready to go.
Awesome. Honestly, it is. It is. We do a lot currently, not on your level, but we do a lot with. Well, our top four clients are our stagers.
That's awesome. So it looks like from your site, you focus on seating. So you have accent chairs, you've got sofas, love seats, and so forth. That's your wheelhouse as far as what you offer.
That is exactly what we offer. We do upper end residential.
Okay.
You guys are going to find that this product ships beautifully. It's right target on to, I think, what you're looking for. The spectrum on this is going to be, it's going to be clean, it's going to be easy, and we're a delight to do business with.
Well, so I just registered while I was listening. I actually went on your site, opened up, registered for an account. So it's very easy to do that. We'll have a portal through the IHOS site as well, but it's really easy to set up an account. And then they also do custom orders as well. You can pick, they have different fabrics for different pieces.
Now,
we offer
you can do custom. Your lead times, depending on where you're located in the U.S., we're quoting 12 to 14. 14 is going to be the East Coast. We're actually doing about 10 to 12, but I'm not ready to quote that yet. But you can take and do special orders if you want to change the cover, if you want to change the finish, if you want to change the nail trim. You can do all of that. And there's no additional charge. No additional charge if you come in and change the nail trim, change the finish on the wood, where the frame will allow it, because there are some that I do import already pre-finished. But you can also, when you go into our website for our warehouse program, you can check. It'll give you real-time inventory. It updates itself every 15 minutes, so you can go in and look and say, okay, here's what I've got in stock. So you know when you're doing a project that I've got X number of these frames in stock that you can pull from. Again, it updates itself every 15 minutes. That's the quickest we've been able to find in terms of real-time inventory. But it is working.
Well, and so people who are on the West Coast, you have a warehouse out of California. So I'm in Colorado, so let's say, for an example, I want to purchase something. Once the order is processed, how long will it take? What's the shipping time if I find a freight carrier on average? Is it like a week, just from your experience, if I'm not doing like FedEx?
We do not do FedEx.
Okay.
And we don't do FedEx because they don't know how to handle our product or really any upholstered furniture. So we kind of like caution you to stay away from FedEx because they do damage the product. But let's just say you want to do I'm going to use Florida, Brooks. You should allow for East Coast, West Coast, a week.
Okay,
for,
how about Texas, Midwest, so Central, South, like if you're going to Texas, because we have a lot of people, so they should allow, if it's like a week on the East and West Coast, would it be like 10, 1 to 2 weeks for getting to Central? Okay.
Yes. Now, if you're pulling from the West Coast, I caution everybody in the Midwest and the East Coast until we can get we're working on it. I apologize. We're supposed to be doing this week, but my daughter is graduating from high school.
Oh, congratulations.
Yes,
everybody
goes,
awesome.
Yay, thank you. The following week, we're sitting down to start to put together a program. But as it stands right now, I would not pull from the West Coast because the freight rates are astronomical. I'm just a heads up. Unless you've negotiated
right.
something, pull from the East Coast. Pull from the East Coast.
So then, and I see also you have upholstered headboards because I just found those. So are those considered
those are
a special,
special
order?
Order only right
okay.
now, only because. And by the way, since we build for Restoration Hardware, those are the top four selling headboards for the for Restoration Hardware. So we have brought those in. They were a new introduction this past market. I did not put them in to our warehouse program only because I wanted to see what the reaction, one, the reaction was. Second, I wanted to make sure that the cover was correct for what my dealer base is going to, you know, want. You could look at it and go, that's a great headboard, but I don't like that cover.
So when you say cover, what do you mean? Is it like these things can be
the fabric?
Cover, okay.
And,
yeah,
and
those are
or,
great.
And or leather.
Okay.
Because we yeah, so, do 92% of our product is available in fabric or leather. We do a lot of slip cover. Obviously, that's not going to be available in the leather. We do a lot of performance, and
so you have a huge variety. So I encourage all of our people listening now and in the future, go to the website. You can just poke around and see all the different products, and I'll just give you some feedback just from the four headboards or the bed frames I see here. Those are perfect for staging the upholstered, the tufted that look. So just know that if you were to make those available. At a price that was great for us, we would definitely purchase. So,
it is, and we understand that. And Jim and I are working on that. He's our senior vice president.
Cool.
Looking at the product of going, all right, we need to. I look at it like this, guys. With the headboards, I've got to have queen, king, and California king. So if it's not right, all of a sudden I've got a lot of inventory. So when we introduced it, I wanted to go, okay, this may be right for restoration, but is it right? Is it what your customers want? So that was our whole spiel with the with like the headboards and with, you know, our new introductions. I don't bring something in without some kind of history, because when I bring it in, I've got to have 20, 30 plus SKUs in my warehouse.
Right.
And I've got a bean counter that beats me up every week if something's not selling. So I've got to be really careful. But we do make sure that we have product, and again, we're 92 to 95% in stock. I try to be 100%, but you guys just throw me a bone every time and go, here goes a, you know, something that's out the, you know, out the window selling, which is a great thing to have.
So one of the things I do want to point out, if you go to the spectrahomefurniture.com site, up in the top left corner, it says IHOS Stager ? I missed that the first time. So make sure to click on that, otherwise, because I filled out a registration, so now I had to put a different email address in because I want to be under the IHOS category. So everybody listening, please make sure to do that. It's in the top left corner of their site. It says IHOS Stager. Click on that, and then that'll track all of our people who are registering for their site under our IHOS membership category, which then will allow them to track the sales based on our membership. So anyway, I just wanted to throw that out there. I would love to hear more, and I want to get Susan on here because our call is only an hour.
And so Dennis has shared a lot of really great detail. So I really appreciate you being on. I'm really excited about the line. So as soon as I get access, I can't wait to go in there.
Very, very. This is going to be a good partnership.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. So you guys, everybody listening, check that out. They have a nice variety of all different types of styles, colors, and so forth of product. And this is going to be hopefully the beginning of a long and successful relationship between our association and your company, Spectra Home Furniture. So thank you for being on. Yeah, we're looking forward to it. Yeah, thank you. And you're going to be at conference. We're really excited to have you there in Nashville.
I'm actually, unfortunately, not going to be there because it's so close to market, but you're going to have the senior vice president and
Jim,
my senior rep in Tennessee, Kentucky, Alabama, and then
awesome.
My rep out of Georgia and Panhandle, Florida.
Great.
Yeah,
well, we're going to look forward to it. Yeah, we'll miss not having you there, but I'm sure they'll represent well. So thank
yeah,
you
I'm
so in- much for being on. Yeah.
Thank you.
I know.
And,
it is. Yeah. And you're in High Point Market. Are you also in Vegas Market or just High Point?
We are not in Vegas only because Vegas is so expensive, and it's like really a one market. Attendance for July is like so minimal.
Mm-hmm.
Go to Vegas in July.
Right, so hot. But we go there just because everything's air-conditioned.
Yeah.
That's one of the good things Vegas has. So we'll see you in High Point for sure.
You will see us in High Point in our showroom. Like I said, we're down in the Design District in Hamilton, and I'm looking forward to meeting each of you. And I hate that I got vetoed for the conference in Nashville.
Well, we have others coming up, so we'll make sure I get you there. So I'm going to go ahead and...
Because you had one in Charlotte. Yep.
We did, yeah. So, oh,
like,
that's great. And well, we've got lots of great stagers been from our association in Charlotte, so that'll be great.
Well,
so,
tell Jim
I will tell them.
We'll be there, and I'll be there. I'm a pleasure to do business with, at least my wife says so.
Well, you sound like I love your drawl. So, well, thank you for Dennis for being on. I love your last name, Presley. I know it's not spelled the same, but
there's no relation.
You got a bit of Elvis in you. Yeah, exactly.
I would not be on this call.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Yeah, you bet. All right, now Susan, you're still there, right? I thought I heard your voice.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Great. I can't. So I'm just gonna do your quick intro. Susan Olson has been a multimedia developer for over 20 years, mostly doing online learning for hospitals, and photography was a large part of that work. She moved east because of family illness in 2016 and decided to do something different for a change. She took the ASP Home Stager business course and set up a staging company in Annapolis, Maryland, and soon she decided that staging was a team sport that was better done with friends, and she had met Trish and Young Kim of Staged Interior at the training. So she joined them as both a stager and the in-house photographer. So since that time, she's shot about 100 houses for them and has redone their website. You can see a few of these houses on their website, stagedinterior.com. And please be sure to check back there because their galleries are always changing. So go ahead, Susan. I'm going to take it away. She's going to talk about photography and presentation and branding. So you're up.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Do we have a hard out at 8?
No, we can go over a little bit, so go ahead.
Okay.
Because your content, I know, is really good.
Anytime. Okay.
Okay.
Let me create a little bit of context, which is your staging is only as good as the photography that presents it, unfortunately. Your potential clients see your work online first, either on your own website or on a realtor's website that you staged. And your potential client's response often determines whether they hire you. So doing good photographs is really, really important. So I'm going to talk a little bit about a few ideas to make sure you do good photographs. And I want to start by saying that I think you should always have about 10 houses, maybe 20, 25 photographs of 10 different houses that you want to showcase that are ready for your website and any print materials. So think in terms of as a small stager. Now, staged interior, we probably have 50 ready at any time, but have 10 houses that you can present a nice gallery of about, 20, 25 pictures, and then just cycle them through your website, use them for your print materials, but also keep updating them. It's really important that you have, maybe you go through 20 houses a year. So assuming that you're going to photograph 20 houses a year, what you have to do is decide whether you want to hire a photographer or do it yourself. And there's good reasons for either choice. In the Washington, D.C. area, a 5,000 square foot house will cost about $300 to $600 to photograph and get the images prepared to be used on a website. The prices vary by market, by size of house, and the results desired. If you want a lot of high-resolution images for print, that's going to be a little more. So 20 houses times $500 is $10,000 a year on photography, and that's minimum. That's a small photographic effort, but it's your marketing. There's almost nothing more important for marketing than good photographs. So I just want to put that context there. So the rest of the time I talk, I want to talk about three major steps you can have to take. Any questions so far?
No, but I think that's great to have a variety of pictures. And people can't ask questions because they're all muted. So just share, and then if then people, maybe they can reach out to you afterwards. You can give your contact info if you want to do that, if people have follow-up questions.
Absolutely. I am susan@stagedinterior.com. Or you can go to the website and fill in the contact form. We'll get back to you. Okay, first thing, buy a good digital camera, lens, and tripod. Assuming you're not going to hire a photographer, but you've chosen to do it yourself and have that $10,000 minimum not be what you spend your money on, you can probably get everything you need for $2,000, depending. But the best thing to do is find a good camera store in your area, make an appointment by phone, tell them you're going to come in and you're seriously going to look at getting everything you need, and then also seriously consider buying used equipment. There's tons of used equipment that's really good, and there's no reason to buy something brand new out of a box. I've even seen used that's almost brand new in its box, but it's half as much money. And if you're going to do this and buy a good digital camera, you need to also buy an architectural lens. The Canon lens I use is a 17 by 44 millimeter. Sometimes it's a 16 by 35, but it's different than a wide-angle lens. It's the store will know, and it's an architectural lens. And what it does is it allows you to get a much, much wider picture of a room, and you really can't do without it. If you want to try and do your own pictures and not get that architectural lens, I would say don't. Hire a photographer. It's just, it's always going to look not quite right. Then you have to get a tripod and a remote trigger. And the reason you have to do that is couches don't move, but you do. And so things get fuzzy, and you really, really want that gorgeous, crisp look of a really high-end photograph. You also, and you won't get it if you've got movement. You've got to have a tripod. Everything's got to be very still. And a remote trigger plugs in or can be wireless. And when you click it, it takes the picture. You don't even touch the camera because touching it will cause it to move. You also have to get a good flash system. I've seen people in Washington, D.C. with probably $10,000 worth of flash equipment. I don't have anywhere near that. But you do need one or two good flashes plus diffusers so that you don't get the big flash burn in a room. And you have to remember, though, that you're photographing interior rooms, and they're crowded. So there's a lot of things that you might want to do if you had way more space, but you don't. So you have to kind of keep in mind that whatever you're going to bring into that room, you've got to not have it take up too much of the room or you won't get the right photographs. So it's a tricky thing. You know, the more you do it, the more you get good at what you need and what you can live without. I mean, I'm much, much leaner than when I started out. Okay, if you've got that, but, you know, let a good camera store help you and let somebody that you made an appointment with advise you. And
I have a question for
tell you. Yeah.
So I've seen, and I actually bought one of these, the packages, like I went on, because I needed a new 35 millimeter because my other one broke. So I thought I would upgrade and get a nicer camera. So I got the package. You've seen these like either on Best Buy or Walmart, the site they have like the camera with the different lenses and the little SD card and the charger. So there's like, you know, 15 things you get with this package, and they're usually priced pretty well. So do you recommend somebody getting something like that, looking online, and then some of these places you can purchase, you can go into a camera store and take a class or have them teach you how to use your camera. Is that also a suggestion?
Oh, that's wonderful, of course. But the thing is, before you buy that package, find out if you can add an architectural lens. You'll have to buy it separately, and they cost about $500-$600 used, but you can get them used. But it's all the difference in the world. Nothing else about the camera matters as much.
I never heard of an architectural lens. So that's really great that you've shared all that.
All right. It's my secret.
Yes.
Anyway, so, okay, next, you have to start shooting houses and never stop. And to get used to it, you may want to shoot your friends' houses, your parents, you know, just get in there and get used to moving around a house and seeing what the limitations are, seeing what the camera sees, seeing what the issues with lighting is. It's very different than taking pictures of people at a soccer game or something like that. And it's just constraint, constraint, constraint. But once you get used to working within that, you can get some really powerful stuff. And my advice is, shoot the house as if you were going through it as a potential buyer. I actually have a checklist where I start at the front door, then I shoot the foyer, then I shoot the living room, then I shoot the dining room. And the biggest reason is, it's, believe it or not, it's really easy to miss rooms because you can get really busy and say you go to the left side of the house and you kind of go all the way around and then you go upstairs. Well, you may have missed the room that, believe it or not, was on the right side of the front door. You thought you did it, but you didn't. So if you just kind of think of going through the house and making sure that you've gotten to every room, you'll be better off. And shoot each room from the doorway first, because you really are trying to give your customer the feeling of what it would be like to walk into a staged room. And you start with walking in the door, even if, of course, if it's a doorway. And that you walk in, and then you can shoot from the corners. Some people always shoot from all four corners. Some people, I've heard of a photographer that says you should walk around the entire room before you shoot a single shot and figure out what's most interesting. Unfortunately, a lot of times what's most interesting isn't really what best shows off the staging work, because you do have to remember that you're showing off the staging. You're not showing off, say, the really great architectural details on the fireplace. Now, if the fireplace is surrounded by really beautiful staging, absolutely, you want to do that. But don't shoot the fireplace without the staging. let's see. And the other thing is, be sure and do some straight-on views, like the couch and the fireplace and the coffee table and everything, like straight on looking into the fireplace. And those are really, really good for marketing. Or a really beautifully done master bed where you look straight at it and you see the picture over the bed, you see the pillows, you see everything all lined up. Those are very powerful images. Okay.
I was going to interject that those are, and that's really great, because I see, because people will take a shot of the room, but you're, as you just said, you're doing staging pictures, and so taking that straight on, or even getting down at a like knee height level and looking at it that vantage point too, you get some really interesting effects shooting either that angle or even shooting up at some of the tablescapes, or something that has a tablescape with a piece of art in the background. Those are really beautiful for brochures. So. Great tip.
Well, two things you remind me of, so thank you for saying that. One is, not to be gross, but shoot at nipple height. I say that because you'll never forget. Do not shoot from your stomach or your head. You know, everyone's pretty much the same height, but if you will think of your chest and looking at everything from your chest height and stay that way, don't shoot one room where you're shoulder height and another room where you're stomach height, because people will get dizzy and it just won't work. It won't hang together. Because remember, we're always thinking about shooting the whole house. And you can take the good pictures out for, say, a brochure and have a, you know, a close-up or something. But you're going after a set, because you've treated the whole house or whatever amount of the house you staged, but you want it to all hang together just like a good staging job. You know, you can't do modern in one room and go do colonial in the next room, even though it might, each room might look really good. They don't hang together. I'm going to recommend you look at what some people call house porn. I love that term. But if you're going to try and save $10,000 a year on photography, you are going to be forced to spend a lot of money on expensive magazines. So think of it. I love that excuse. Anyway, when you look at those images in the magazines, you know, veranda, house beautiful, L decor, all of that, try and figure out where the photographer was standing in order to get that shot. You'll be amazed how much you learn by thinking of the room from the point of view of how did they do this. And sometimes it's almost impossible to figure out how they did it, because in fact, to get a couple different shots of one room, they moved some furniture, because you couldn't possibly have gotten that shot without the chair taken away. And sometimes you have to do that to get a good shot, because you don't want too much of the back of a chair, the back of a couch, the back of everything. And you just have to open things up a bit. But remember to put them back.
Right.
The other thing is, a photographer that taught me to be a photographer used to always say, remember to back up, that you should always take at least two steps back from the shot you think you should take, and just back off a bit and look at it again. And you can always crop out extra stuff, but if you've gone in too close, you can't recover. And all the time I see really nice photographs that I wish I could use, but they're just a little too tight in. They needed to be two steps back. And these are photographs from other people that they bring to me and say, can't we just use these? And it's a crying shame because they're just too tight.
So give a tip for, like, if somebody's, I've done this a couple of times, like you're trying to shoot a bathroom, let's say, and or even a bedroom, and you can't, because the walls, you can't take a two-step back, but if there's a closet, you can open up the closet and go back into the closet, and then you might get that vantage point. So don't forget to use access points, like open up the closet, step in there, and then you get more of the room.
Right, or go out the door and kind of lean in around the door. A ton of that gets solved by an architectural lens because you won't believe how wide the range is. Now, still, bathrooms are really, really hard because they're so tiny. But to the
and there's extent, mirrors.
Yeah. Oh, mirrors. Yeah, that's another.
Yeah. How do you try not to be reflected in the mirror?
Yeah, but remember, bathrooms aren't very interesting. I mean, nobody wants to see pictures of toilets. It's just not fun. A beautifully done mirror and vanity and towels and all of that, even in a powder room, if that's all done beautifully, great. You can and you can do a portrait instead of a landscape shot, so it's taller than it is wide. But I almost never shoot bathrooms except the master bath when it's and only if it's really grand. But otherwise, it's not important. And there's not that much staging in one anyway. I mentioned about using a tripod and a remote trigger. So I went through that. Figure on shooting about 100 images for a 5 to 7,000 square foot house. Maybe 80, maybe more, but you want to end up with about 25 good ones. So you're going to have to take a bunch of pictures. And don't get mad at yourself. Digital's free. It's not like you're using a film. And sometimes I even take a picture that I think is perfect. And then I move the camera maybe 2 inches or maybe change the angle just a little bit. And all the time, I'll look at those two, and one is noticeably better than the other because it's just the way the light caught the lens, and something just worked better. So you know, set those up and do them. It's really worth doing. Okay. And the other thing about that is right as you're finishing a house, take your camera off the tripod and walk around and shoot anything that's interesting. Because every once in a while, you'll get something that you just loved. And it was something, some way of, you know, beautiful flowers were set up, some books on a coffee table in the whole room. You can just get in a walk around shot. And that's really nice. Because remember, emotion is where you get quality. These can't be clinical. They can't be sterile. They have to be beautiful. They have to make people look at them and go, oh, you really, really want that. So that's really important. Now, I have a whole other thing about the other half of the job, which is moving your images from the camera to the computer and working with Adobe Creative Cloud and Photoshop and Bridge and Lightroom, et cetera. Now, given that it's 8:10, I'm happy to continue this discussion another time, or shall I go on? You tell me.
I'd like to have you come back on and talk about all the tech side of that, because I think there's a lot of people who don't know what programs to use, and I don't want you to rush through it. So that's all right with you. We can have you back on about how to what software programs and so forth give you the best final product image. That would be wonderful.
Yeah. Just promise me you guys all realize that you're only half done once the picture's taken.
Right. You have to then now process
the other end. Okay, and so my final note is to your potential customers, yucky photos equal yucky staging. They will think your work is bad, and you can't get away from that. So don't blow it with bad pictures. It's not worth it to save money on bad pictures. And think of it as the cost of good photography is part of your marketing expense. It may even be your most important marketing expense, but it's a true expense that allows you to show your work. And the better the pictures are, the better your staging looks. And I've been incredibly blessed by working with staged interior because all the time people tell me how absolutely fantastic my pictures are. And in fact, it's because the staging is absolutely fantastic. So I'm really, really lucky. Okay.
Yeah, well, that's true because you have, the pictures are so important and everything she's sharing, it's, you know, those of you that are going to be doing photography or want to invest in that, it is, using that word, it's an investment for your business and your image and your brand. So I'm interested to learn the second half as well because I know a lot of people are maybe not as familiar with some of the apps and programs like Photoshop and so forth that can help them. So we'll definitely have Susan back on, and I do want to wrap up the call because it's getting close to 6:15 my time. So thank you, everybody, who is still on the call, and, of course, we'll make sure everybody knows this has been recorded for future. Our next call will be June 17th, the sister's birthday, June 17th, same time, and we will have a new set of guests we're going to be interviewing, and we'll get Susan back on for part two of Photography and Your Business. Susan, you have a really nice summary handout that Betty got from you. And so with your permission, I'd also like to put that onto the IHOSP site for our members to reference because it's like a lot of really good content. Would that be okay with you?
Oh, good. Sure. Of course.
Okay,
that'd
awesome.
That'd be
fine. Awesome. All right. Well, great. Well, thank you, everybody. Thank you, Barb, for your inspirational message. Thank you, Dennis, for
you're
being
welcome.
On with – yeah, you're welcome. And then with Spectra Home Furniture, thank you, everybody else, for being on, Betty, and – I hope you're feeling better. We'll talk to everybody next month, and have a great rest of your week. Be productive, be successful, and find the recorded version online. Hi, everybody. We'll talk to you next month. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Bye-bye.